Parshas Chukas. Torah says Adam Gomez Boil. Chazal learn from this pasuk. Ain Torah miskayem as a memi shememus atzmaleo. Torah is only miskayem as someone that's memus atzmaleo, which means you have to put in your full koychus. As you know, Rashi and Parshas Bechol Kaisai also. What Torah? Adam Gomez Boil. We learn from there. Adam Gomez Boil is referring to. By the way, the beginning of this week's parsha says, so it's chukas atar, there's a chukas aparo. So again, this limudim of these parshas are not... But Chazal learned from Ezra that from the word other Eidon Meis, in parshas b'chol kaisai, right, b'chol kaisai leich rashi is to amelim atara. Chayk and amelas go very well together, the word chukaisai and amelas. Okay, some actually learned the diak from that pasuk, b'chol kaisai leich, is from the telach, is the right amelas atara, that even b'alicha you're still learning. But definitely Chazal learned from here. So it's on the Chassidish Shvarim, they're bothered by an interesting question. They're bothered by like this. How could you call Torah Misa? It says V'chai Bahem. Torah is called V'chai V'leishayomus Bahem. So it's still called Stira. How could you call Odom Ein Torah Miskayem as a Misha Memes Atzvaleh? So obviously, Chazal meant Shememes Atzvaleh, just meant a definition of trying to explain how much Amelus a person is M'choyev to do. Right, there's a story that Chofetz Chaim said over. There was a fellow, when he wasn't doing business, when he learned, people tried to disturb him. He wouldn't answer them in the middle of learning. And even though he was at the loss of money, he would not answer. The Chofetz Chaim says, he told him afterwards, Odom kiyomis boil, means when while you're learning, if I would already be still in the kever, would you knock on the coffin to tell me, hey, I have a deal for you? Mace. While you're learning, the rest of the world is Misa, is Mace, right? So definitely Chazal are trying to give you a level of Amelus, means the only M'choyev to be Moisa Atzmaleo. But I think what these Svarim are bothered by, to give an example of Amelus, why would you use Misa as the example of Amelus? That's what they need to ask. Why would Misa be the example of Amelus? You can do, you know, Amelus, right? So Amelus would be, right, you'd put in those full efforts today in the sports world, how much they train and train and train and train just to get the results. It has to be also Amelus Matego. That's what, why would they use Misa? So before we get to their pshatim, how they learn, we'll go to the end of the parsha about the chait of the Meimar River. The Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the Meimar River, was punished. They didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Yan kiloy manti be'ina b'nei Yisrael. He didn't, in other words, there was some lack of Kiddush Hashem, which is a dako shebedako, because if you speak to the rock, you would have also got Kiddush Hashem. But then this happened that the rebellion through hit the rock. And if you hit the rock and speak to the rock, both are miracles. The dako shebedako between hitting the rock and speaking to the rock is very minimal. But then in the Chanam, there's a Yalkut that says that Klal Yisrael, they want a low madrega and parsha b'sharach, they needed to hit the rock. And now they're on the high madrega, you can do it through speaking to the rock. So you talk about madrega, so we have the chait. You look at the Ramban, and the Rechaim HaKadosh, all struggling exactly what was the chait. Did he get makas? Did he hit instead of speak? And there's a lot of different pshat in why, what exactly Moshe. But whatever pshat you learn, it's a dako shabadako. It's mamish a dako. What's the raya? The raya is, it's tfilas geshem. What do we daven? In Tfilas Geshem, the language that we say in Tfilas Geshem, Al Asela Hach Vayotza Mayim, Bitzit Koin Choin Chashras Mayim, right? Chashras Moyim, right? So we say that Al Asela Hach, right? Bitzit Koin. So because Moshe hit the rock, and that's chus, we should get rain. If Moshe Rabbeinu did any chet, you wouldn't remember. You wouldn't remind the Rabbeinu Shalom of the chet that Moshe Rabbeinu did. In all of that schus, we should be able to get water. The fact that we're asking for mayim in the schus that Moshe hit the rock. So you should know that some taka wanted to say is referring to the rock in Parshas Beshalach. The taka hit the rock, and there was no chet. It's only in Parshas Chukas there was a chet. But Asor Avduna says Mardik Adik. If you look in Parshas Beshalach, the Torah doesn't call it a selah, it calls it a tzur. And in Parshas Chukas, he calls it a selah. And the Nusach HaTfilah that we say, ala selahach. So if he says ala selahach, we're referring to Parshas Chukas. See, if so, so you can't give that teretz that we're referring to Parshas Beshalach, if you're referring to that hitting. It's a good dik. So Elamai, we're dealing with, that just magnifies that the chait of Adam, of Moshe Rabbeinu, Maybe it was klap of Moshe Rabbeinu Achet, but for us, it's a schus that we got mayim, and that schus we should be able to get water. So what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu, let's try and analyze what exactly he did. Some actually learn that he actually did it in order there shouldn't be a kitrik or klal Yisrael. In other words, if klal Yisrael, if the rock already listens through speaking, how much more so klal Yisrael should listen to speaking? Abbas of Adam. So in order there shouldn't be a kitrik, he was willing to forego and give up. So he did this for the sake of klal Yisrael. That's what some actually learn. He did it for that reason. But there's a Sefer Chulin called Lev Aryeh. It's rather brought down in the Sefer Kamoitz Yishol Rav. Also, he brings down this Lev Aryeh. This Lev Aryeh Chulin Dav Zayin on the base, he wants his mamlets bad boy Shrabbeinu, says. Very interesting language he uses. That when he wants to be mamlets bad boy Shrabbeinu, so let's see if we find the exact language he uses. B'zeh Yitzasi Chayvasi actually brings it down. His mamlets. When he finishes his shtickle about Lev Aryeh said, dati ba'ad adunenu Moshe olav ha-shalom. He wanted to be mamlet, so schus. What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing? So he explains, Rabbi Lev Aryeh, he explains like this. And he says like this, the Gemara in Chulin, the Avzayin of Beis, the Gemara says, Om Rab Chama Bachanina, G'doylo tzadikim, B'misosom Yosef Ben Chayim. That tzaddik, b'misosom, is greater than what's the raya from Elisha. Because by Elisha, b'chayof, when he wanted to do tchis ha-mesim, Elisha, what he had to do? The pasuk says, piv el piv inol inof. He had to do a maisa. La'ach ha-misa, there's a story brought down in Navi, that there was this Navi Sheker that was marrying him, and the army came, and they just threw him down, this Navi Sheker, next to the kever of Elisha. It touched Elisha's kever. He had chis ha-mesim, and then he walked away from Elisha's kever. So Chazal learned from there, G'doylo tzaddikim is also Yisachayim, because b'chayev, you had to do a maisa. L'chabisa, just the gear ba'alma, they touched Elisha, and ready had chis ha-mesim. So what do you learn? You saw it from this Gemara. The more maisa you have to do, is a less. You mean you're on a low madrega. Less physical action you have to do shows you're on a high madrega. That's what you see from this Chazal. Zogt der Levarium, the emes is, till now the mime came the schus of Miriam. Miriam's madrega wasn't the same madrega as Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a higher level than Miriam. And therefore, when the water came, the schus of Miriam, you had to hit the water. But when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a high madrega, he just had to talk to the water, to the stone, to bring the water. But Moshe Rabbeinu, with his anova, didn't want to show the world that he's greater than his sister Miriam. So what did he do? He hit the rock also to hide his godless.
What did Miriam do physically?
Miriam had to know in her schus, you had to hit the rock to get the water.
Yeah, he
hit the rock. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to show that his schus is higher. So because of Anova, he actually hid this and he hit the rock. They should hide that he is on a high madrigal. So he did it because of Anova. That was about his cheshma Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the end of the day, what the chet is, as we say in Yiddish, on the Bekenish Praver Nanivas, which means you can't do anova at the expense of the Rabbein Shalom. Sometimes people in life, they think humility means that you don't do big things, right? Because otherwise they're going to become a balgaiva. No, humility means you do things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matzav you to do it. But you don't not do things because of humility. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do things. All anova means is you do things because it's not about you, it's about us, it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And people very often misguide themselves in what really humility is, and because of that, no, I don't want to do that, it's not for me. I won't daven for the omelet if I have a nice voice, because, only play on leave us. No, you daven for the omelet with your beautiful voice, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu gave you the schus to be Mahana Adha Yidin, or to be able to Moira Adha Yidin. But not to do it because of humility, that's not called humility. Humility means to do it, but knowing it's not about you. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be humble, he didn't want to do it. It looked like he's greater than me. At the end of the day, it was an expense of Kavod HaShechinah. they would have been a bigger Yaloi Maltilaina Bereis Olakari, would have been a higher level of Kiddush Hashem. You can't do another. So we're dealing with when Moshe Rabbeinu's Cheshman was attacked of Cheshman. That's why we could daven the Schus of Moshe. He hit the rock, because the hitting on the rock is symbolizing Moshe's another. That's what it is. You know, the Orach HaShulchan, he has drushes. In Drush Chavbeis, he has mamish the similar mahalach, but not with the same mahalach as another, but for a different reason. Not because gedolach, you know, the greater the mice is, but more, less teva. He learns, interesting, that Miriam was a woman who didn't have the schus ha-teira. She doesn't have the mitzvah of the Talmud Teira, says Orach HaShulchan. Moshe is a man who has the schus in Meshtetzach. Moshe was Rabban Shal Yisrael, he had the schus ha-teira. When you have schus ha-teira, which the ikar of Teira is dibur, you can create nes through dibur. Miriam, who didn't have that schus ha-teira, could only create a nes through a maisa. That's the way the Orach HaShulchan says. So Memela, Moshe had the schus to be greater than Miriam only because he had the tzivur of Talmud Torah. And Moshe wanted to hide that he was greater than Miriam. That's why he hit the rock to show he's equal to Miriam.
Talmud Torah connected dibur?
Because how do you do Torah? Torah is done through Dibur.
You have to do it. Okay, you do it through Dibur. We're supposed to talk it out. We're supposed to say it. Sing it, talk it out.
Look at the Drash Chavez. Over here on Drashas. Drash Chavez, the Orach HaShulchan says so. We'll read you a little bit of it inside. ובזן נובל אביר קינם שהבר בסחוס מרים לא באף שיט מים על פי דיברו מני שאין איש או מצווה בדיבור דאיקה הדיבור היא בתוירה וקרישמה ונושא בתוירס בזבתו בקרישה ואין אצלו רק מצווה מעשיויס לכן בפרשה ששלח ציבה קדוש ברוך מושה לעשה אז מייסה בעסלע והיינה לה קויסוי זה בדיבור ירפשו right he says אבל אילו שנולדו במינס as he goes through במושה רבינו הוא had the סחוס They had schus adibu b'teira v'krishma, so then he said debar to basela. So he goes through a mahalach of there, and therefore memelo he says Moshe Rabbeinu meroiv am v'senusay l'ratzo shikulam yirush b'schus echaz aber. He wanted to look like it's Miriam. That's how he hit the rock. Same mahalach as the Lev Aria, but just from with a different twist. But once you have this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu's humility was the reason why he hit the rock, of course we could have the schus of anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, So, Memela, now we can say like this. If you go back to the beginning of the parsha, we asked the kasha, Adam ki yom espoil. Why should a person be yom espoil? Misa doesn't seem to coincide with Torah. Torah is called v'chaybem, it's chios, ke'em chayen. Zogdem o'er anayim. The Chernobyl and someone told me now the Kedusha Levi says a similar idea. That the idea is like this. When you do a mitzvah, very often, we know Chazal tell us, mitoich shaloy lishma bo lishma. And there's many levels of how to do a mitzvah. The highest level is to pure lishma. It's very difficult to do a mitzvah mamish total lishma that we already know from the Rambam in the end of Makkos, which says Rosh Hakodesh Baruch Hu lezakas es Yisrael lefichach hirbol em to our mitzvahs, which Rambam is trying to explain. If you want to give us a schus, don't give us 613. Give us 5 things to do, and then we can accomplish. But if we have a big list, so why is that called a schus? So the Rambam in Parash Mishnayis, the schus is you only need one mitzvah to get on Mabo. That mitzvah has to be pure lishma. And Memele, if Rabbanu gives you so many mitzvahs, one of them you end up doing lishma. That's the way the Rambam explains. So there's levels of lishma. We know the Tosfos in many places, in Tainus, and Psachim, and Brachas, speaks, right? Gemara says, if a person learns Torah, Shlei Lishma, Mleich Lo Shlei Nivro. And Tosfos in Mantesim, and Beis, and Psachim, and in Tainus, and other places, Tosfos says, that the difference is, Mleich Lo Shlei Nivro is when you're doing Lekanter, to put someone down. But Masheng, when you're doing it because of Kavod, or other reasons, then it's called Leil Lishma, which is a Leil Lishma that we're willing to, that type of Leil Lishma, the Torah says, Mateich Shlei Lishma, Bo Lishma. So to get to a level of lishma is something very difficult. But this chazal, Odom, ki yomis ba'oil, ein Torah miskayemes, it's not about dafka Torah, Torah, mitzvahs, maisim toivim. You want them to be miskayem, elamisha memes, atzmoy aleil. You have to get rid of your atzmi. In other words, don't look at, oh, people are going to look at me now when I do this mitzvah. I'm going to be looking as a chashuva person. When I do this mitzvah, I get a name, I'm a chveis, I'm an askel, I get a name, I'm a baltstoker, right? So there's different things that people do mitzvahs for, and we're all guilty of this, but we live in a physical world. But the idea is what Chazal tell you: Aim Torah miskemes and mishamem is atzmoi. Try and do this more l'shem Hashem, and be memes the atzmoi, not the memes the Torah. The memes atzmoi means get rid of the atzmius, the self. Take the self out of you, and do Torah because of that reason. If you do that, that's why that fits very well. Moshe Rabbeinu was such an honor. He didn't want to even look like he's doing something, and he was willing to forego that. That's where the mistake was, even on the level of doing it at the expense of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. He didn't want to have any of Atzmius in it. He felt if you'd look, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu felt that maybe you'd have some level of gaiva if you would have done it, and he would have looked greater than Miriam. And he was trying to be an honor for that reason. But what we Chazal is teaching us, the mis is not going on the Torah. The mis is going on yourself. And if the more a person's name is Atzmai, there's a story. I've heard this, one of the big rebbes recently, I just saw it, was the name of the Shpala Zayda, but I heard this story already. It was one of the rebbes that there was in his town, there was going to be a fellow who was going to do tight walk rope. He was going to walk across two buildings on a tightrope walk, we call it. Walk across two high buildings. People used to do that in the olden days. There was something called Twin Towers, Olav HaShalom. Right? So people used to walk across. Right? So the Rebbe told his chassidim, when this guy fella comes to town, tell me, I want to watch the show. Very surprised. The Rebbe wasn't into these type of things. Anyway, they told him exactly when the show was, and the Rebbe went and watched this guy walking across the buildings there, and the Rebbe went home. And wanted to know what's going on. Why the Rebbe watched this? So the Rebbe obviously explained to the Tzibur later on, why did he want to watch? He says, he watched this fellow walking across this rope, this streak. This fellow, when he comes out of this, he gets tremendous cover, tremendous money. He gets paid for doing this stunt. He gets tremendous money and covered for this. He feels very good about himself. He says, but when he noticed, when he's watching him when he was up on this, he wanted to see what he looks like when he's up on the street. When he's walking across that string, what is he thinking about? Is he thinking about the covet? Is he thinking about the money? No, he's thinking about one thing. He's thinking, I have to be very careful with every step I take, I shouldn't fall. That's all he's thinking about. He says, when you're doing a mitzvah, you have to be that, like that guy is on the tightrope walker. You can't think about money, covered, you think about not falling. You think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he learned from there. That's what a person has to get to elevate his mitzvahs, to level the Mol Lishma. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've said many times, it's brought down. And Hilchos Tainus, Shulchan Aruch brings down that when you're fasting, there's even a tzad, you're allowed to lie and tell a person that you're not fasting. Because if they ask you, because you have to keep it quiet. Keep quiet, and otherwise you want to keep it humble, then you're doing a great thing. You don't have to, I don't want to believe. I don't want to know. That's the idea. The less, of course, the more discreet something. As I've said this many times, I'm a big fan of chumras when nobody knows about it. Right? When nobody knows about it, that's a chumra that you should do. A chumra that nobody knows about, then you know it's not out cover, it's not out style, it's not out, you know, whatever you want to call it. You're doing the cover because you're doing for the Rabbani Shalom when you're doing a chumra. If nobody knows about it, then the chanam. So this is what we learn from at least Odom Shememis Atzmeleo. Let's go a little bit other place in the parsha. One of the things you learn this week's parsha is called chayk. That zoyz chuk is a parah is a chayk. And the question is, why is it really a chayk? Chazal tell us, tova ve'eim, v'tekan eches b'noi. So why is it called a chayk b'chlal? We know it's coming to mechapa on the eagle. Besides that, okay, it does say zoyz chuk sator, it doesn't say chuk sator. So some learn the chayk is going on, metaira satmeh, metame satorim. The chayk is, right, that it does. It has a chayk, it has things that, you know, that things become tummy, which you have to always point out when we learn this, not that the mistake that they teach in cheder, that the fellow, when he sprinkles you, that person becomes tummy, you become tummy. Doesn't say that anywhere. All it says is the people that prepare the mayim for the paraduma, they become tummy. But not the actual the fellow that's maza. He does not become. It's important for people to know the basic halacha of the Thomas that's made Mataris that's right. And a Chanama, they use this very often in Ilchas Kiruv and other things. You have to be careful that when you're going to influence others, you shouldn't have them, you shouldn't be Mataris at Oirim. Even though you're Mataris at Mem, they say over Vertel, how do you do Kiruv? How do you do it in a way that you shouldn't be Matama? Is you have to keep a slight distance. He says they give a mushal of a pot. You want to boil water in a pot. So how do you boil water in a pot? The way you boil water is, you have to have a separation between the water and the fire. Because if there's no separation between the water and the fire, what's going to happen? Either the fire is going to be extinguished by the water, or if the fire is big enough, all evaporate all the water. By having a pot between the fire and the water, that warms up the water. That's how you warm up water. It says, if you want to have, you want to have fire. You are the person that's igniting the cold water, the person that's not less affiliated, as we say. And you want to ignite him. You have a little separation between you and him. Then you can boil him up. But if you get too close and you have no separation between you and him, you become buddies, as we say. Today, you become buddies, there's no separation. Either his water will put out your fire, or your fire will just, it'll be too much for him. You're overloading, Rabbi. You're asking too much. So that's why, that's what we learn from, you have to know how to betiris, betamas toirim. You have to do it in a way where there's actually a slight separation. They say a similar varts. They say by the dalad minim compared to different people in Klal Yisrael. The esrik is compared to a tzaddik, was Torah mitzvahs, and the agudachas, right? Everyone talks about each one. You have the arava, which represents someone that has no Torah, no mitzvahs. The adas is a mitzvahs. The right. Each one has just Torah. The hadas has Torah, and the lulav has mitzvahs. Each one has something. Each one. So, it's interesting, the aguda achas, but the esrik is not part of the aguda. Esrik just comes to the aguda, but he's outside. That's the tzaddik. He has to know that even though he wants to influence, and he puts his smell onto the dalminium, when you rub it together, he's supposed to have the little esrik together. But he has to know when to leave also, not to stay too long, because then he'll become like the arava. These are vetlach legabat to Isaac. But the word choik, is it a choik if it's coming to mechaper on the chet of the eagle? Tove im tekanechas benoi. So what we see from here is like this. If you look at the psukim, this diak, I saw Rashi once said over this diak, very interesting diak. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe al Aaron leimor, zois chuks atoro, asher tziva Hashem leimor." The Torah says the word leimor twice. First it starts with "Daber Hashem al Moshe al Aaron leimor." So now you should say zois chuks atoro, "Daber Bnei Israel." But no, it says the words "asher tziva Hashem leimor." What's the two labors? Now the kasha we have, which I think Rav Schwab is more or less in one of the parshas, there's a machlik in the Masechtas Parah, how old is the Parah Aduma? Is the Parah Aduma 2 years old or 3 years old? When Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Medrash that he saw, the Mandama said it was two, he davened that his children should be of the ones that hold the Parah Aduma should be 2 years old. What does this Medrash mean? The Medrash means as follows. The emes is, it says Zoyz Chok Zateh. Then there's something called Parah Aduma. Chukas Atoiro is the Bemis is not limited only about Paraduma. We know in davening, if you still say the Shem Yichud before you put on tefillin, that usually it's only for Bar Mitzvah boys, right? But there's like an inyan to say it's more than any other mitzvah, even if you're against the Shem Yichud. Because by tefillin, the Rebach already says, it says Laman, Tia Torah, Shem Yichud. Whenever it says Laman, you have to have Kavanah. So if you go through the Shem Yichud, you start having the right Kavanah, is what tefillin is. Tefillin, that's where it would be more of a reason. But we say Tariag mitzvahs that tluyim ba. And you look at many of the Shem Yichud, the Tariag mitzvah means every mitzvah is not about itself. It's to teach you all other mitzvahs. And Chukas Aporah is about to teach you all other mitzvahs. That you have to do it with Derech Chayk. You do it because Rabbi Shlomo was Mitzvah. Zok like this. So like this, there are really two parshas. There was Taka Chilik of the Chukah of the Paraduma. There was a Chayk. There's a Chilik of the Paraduma that came Taka's Mechaper. If you are from the people that didn't do like the Bnei Levi, they did not do the Chet Egel, they didn't need the Parah Aduma to become Mechaber. So that's why it's speaking about Daba Shema Moshe Aaron Leimor. Zois Chukas Atoiro. There's a Chelek of Parah Aduma to Chok. Then there's another Daba Bnei Yisrael Leimor. There's another Chelek to Parshas. There's a Chelek. If you do the Chet Egel, this will also come as a Chapor of the Chet Egel. There's two elements. This machlokes, the Masechtas Parah, if a Parah Aduma must be 2 years old or 3 years old, is mamish toil on this. These two reasons. The Gemara tells us if you buy an animal, you want to know if the first one is born, is that a Bechor or not? Right? It's a Shailen Lechas Bechoris. You buy an animal from a Goy, how are you going to know if the first one born by you? So the Gemara said like this, if you buy a Parah, less, it's still 2 years old, you guarantee the first child it has is going to be a Bechor. If you bought it from two, till 3 years old, you buy a poro, he can't give birth till 3 years old. At 3 years old, it's a suffix. Maybe gave birth before, maybe not. So whatever reason it takes, the gestation period, the Gemara Bukharis discusses, on a Gasa, I think it's 5 months. So Mamela, If you bought it at 3M Fayal, you know, if it's less than 5 months, obviously there wasn't Shaykh, but no, maybe it was Taka miscarriage. Maybe it could be. But the point is, and at 2 years old, he can't give birth. I think Rav Schwab says the same idea. If you learn it's 2 years old, then it's not an aim. It's not, can't be a mother. If it's not a mother, it's not coming to Makanech as Benoi. If it's 3 years old, it's of the age of being a mother, then it's coming Kanech as boy. So the Mando on Madalans is 3 years old, that was coming as a Kapar of the Chateigel. The Mando that was only 2 years old is not coming for the Kapar of the Chateigel, it's only coming as a Chayk. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mespala that my children should be of the Mando Amarim that says it's 2 years old. Because by saying it's 2 years old means it's not coming as a kapora for the chait of the eagle. It's coming as a, to teach us about chukas ateiro. That's what the two madrigas. I heard this Rosh Yeshiva, and I think Reb Schwab says it somewhere, Mayim Beis Hashevo, in one of somewhere, after it's in Parshas Yisro.
Again, can you explain why is it coming? Why does that prove that?
If it's 2 years old, it's not an aim yet. It can't be a mother till it's three.
Fine.
And if it's 3 years old, it can be an aim.
Okay.
So there's two man d'omrim. If the paraduma has come to mechap on the chita egel tova aim, takaneach as boy, then the paraduma has to be 3 years old. But if it's 2 years old, then it's not. No, then it's not a mother. We're talking about a para.
No, it's not a mother.
A para is not a mother. Then, so that means it's coming. Why? Because a chayk. That's the two. That's it. Was blood machlekes. So now what is chayk? The emes is in the Sefer Keles Yitzchok. He actually explains why is the paraduma coming. The chayk seems to be part of the kapor of the chet ha'egel. Why is that the kapor of the chet ha'egel? Because it's mixed in. Yes, we know that the porah is a porah, is tovah im the kenechas b'loi. He says, if you know, the Mershonim will learn, what was the cheshbon of the chet ha'egel? Why did they do the chet ha'egel? Moshe Rabbeinu promised he's going to be here by a certain time. He didn't come. And they need, who's going to go and lead us? They needed something physical for them to lead them. That was the, that's what it made. The chet ha'egel came from. They needed something tevadik. They held, we have no lead anymore. We need someone who's going to lead us in this physical world. We can't have, you know, we need a leader. So it means you are dovik to teva. And that's because of that, you felt you have to make something physical like the eagle in order to lead you. So what's the kapara for that? That you don't need an external thing. You do something because Rabbi Yisrael's mitzvah, it's a chayk. So Tova in the Gerechma is not only that the fact that the Porah is a mother of. It's coming to the source, the depth of the Egel was, that you were trying to live more Tevadik, that you need someone physical leader. You learn from Parah Aduma, if you keep the Torah, because Rabbi Yisrael's Mitzvah, you won't need something physical. For a person who lives in a world that everything is a chayk, and he understands that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him is for his benefit. He doesn't, on that level, you're living with such a strong level of Amunah that you're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't need something physical to be able to remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. That's why it's coming to Avaim the Ganech Banoi. So in conclusion, Avada, there's two elements in within the Parah Aduma. There's the Choyk Chelik, and there's the Chelik, which is Taka coming to Bechap, and it's according to some, it's totally on the Madrego who the person was.
Mr. Clark, Rabbi.